What do you want?
This is Garrett calling from GN. I have a new position here, and I was just wondering if you'd be interested in jumping ship.
No, because I can't swim. but I do have some data for you, okay?
Oh, okay.
I was right, and I don't want to talk a lot about it. Cheesecake left here on Saturday and went to Blue Nile and bought the diamond there.
He did?
Yes. So I was out all day yesterday, but I have boxes already set up, sending each one back individually. And then a third box, because, you know, you're so fucking grabby, with two baby radiants.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So there will be three boxes all coming back to you there at home base tomorrow.
Well, thank you for trying with the two.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I brought it up today. I was like, listen, we got to work on this whole Blue Nile, because that was like the boogeyman of 2017, right? When I first started.
Right.
But I don't know what it is now. Like, I've got four bigger projects I'm working on right now where I know Dean appreciates the value of my product, but then they go online
right.
and they go, GIA, HBS2, GIA, HBS2. And I'm like, okay, if you bought a Porsche and the guy down the road says it's 20 grand less, what
right,
was the
exactly.
first thing you said?
What's wrong with the engine?
Right. But
yeah.
why is it okay?
Yeah.
Because you're an expert and you can go
yeah.
online and buy it. It doesn't matter. You're probably better yeah. off, but I'm sorry.
Now,
it didn't work
no,
out.
No. And I mean, the guy, trust me, I am, and I get you. I'm with you. Just such a douchebag. Oh, my God.
You're going to take all of his money for the mounting, though, right?
Oh, I'm not going to touch him for the ring. I don't want any part of it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Right. You're not going to inherit that.
No. And here's
yeah.
the other, because plus, I wouldn't want to set someone's diamond they bought somewhere else because they didn't trust me.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, exactly.
The one thing, hang on, Boo, I got to tell you something. I will take 30 seconds because you deserve it. Polygon.
Sam says hi.
What?
Sam says hi. He's just walking.
Oh, and I owe him a conversation. I'm an asshole.
He's going to regarding the lands, right?
The displays and all that crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to having jewelry made out of aluminum.
such an asshole. He's really happy to have jewelry made out of aluminum.
although, with Gladiator coming back, maybe there'll be some new sexy attractions of, like, Athenian jewelry.
Right, right.
Yeah, okay, so hang on.
Were there a bunch of cheaper options on Poly?
There's someone you need to know about, so just
oh.
a sec. Only because they were RJO.
Oh.
And, oh, there they are. It's a Meepy. How do I say this?
AMI.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reason why it's of interest is they had two diamonds, both GIA, triple X, and here's the thing, 58 tables, right?
Mm-hmm.
So not that far off of Wyatt's diamond, not a Blue Nile Bloody Stone.
Right.
And no fluorescence, XX none, and they were 9,400 per carat. So it put me at 28. And here's the thing that sucks. If I had dropped down that low last week, right, and called them first, they would have sent me the diamond the very next day, and I wouldn't have lost the sale. The whole reason this thing fell through is I didn't have a trashy enough GIA XXX IVS2 that I could sell for 30 grand and make something. And the company that said they were going to send it to me, those douchebags in Houston, never did. And that's why I lost the sale.
They didn't send it to you? So it was just
they never did. Never.
Well, I feel
never.
Less bad about it. At least there was something
there.
But holy shit.
And then here's what happened. Because they came in, because I told them, because the guy even emailed me at 2:30 my time on Friday with a copy of the memo.
Saying
and then
send it to you.
That you'll have it tomorrow. And it was coming from a store that he had emailed my air bill to so that they could box it up and call FedEx to come and pick it up. And then they have weather, and FedEx never came.
Bullshit.
But did the guy call me and tell me? No. So I text the guy and say, I'll have diamonds here this afternoon. He comes walking in the door. The only thing I have to show him were your two. And neither one were to be sold at $30,000.
Correct.
And then he just got a bug up his ass that I was trying to stick him. And it's like, dude, I can't do anything about customs holding up a diamond. I'm sorry.
Right.
It should ship money for Tuesday. Oh, I'm just so disappointed in you. And I'm like, you're fat.
Oh, go away.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I'm actually relieved they went away. So.
And I'm sorry that, and again, I'll look into these, but Triple X, the table, the fluorescence, doesn't matter to me. It's the material itself.
Oh, no. I know. But
that's the engine. The only reason
I'm bringing it up is if there's nothing wrong with those diamonds, they're a good deal less than you guys are, and they're RJO.
Yeah.
So I'm just throwing it out there as
just
so you're aware of them. That's all.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it, Dean. I do.
Yeah, no, I just called
them. What if mine are prettier? Right? If they're cheaper,
Excuse me, yours comes with a freeze-dried garbage plate tucked into the box so I can heat it up for dinner. Give me a break. I know the hidden value of RDI.
That's worth $3,000.
Right there. Okay, all right. I got to go make things
shiny.
All right,
no problem. I'll talk
to
you soon.
I have a question. I'm going to take advantage of you for a second.
Absolutely.
Does Sam or Dominic have a real line on pre-owned Rolexes?
No.
Like, do they have? Okay, I didn't.
They bought a part. Like, they bought from a store a bunch of Rolexes and then sold them. Which I'm wearing my Omega today, but tomorrow's Rolex day. I'm excited.
I got to go see what Dad's doing, but I pretty much figured that was a no question.
But
so, okay,
there are people. If you need something, let us know.
Okay.
All right.
Well, hey there. How are you?
Go ahead. We'll talk.
So, no, here's – I will just mention it in case it comes up around the water cooler.
Yeah.
A guy came in on Saturday, and we're talking like late 60s, early 70s, literally skipping from foot to foot because he just sold his $5 million home. He goes, I want a platinum Rolex. I'm like, okay. And there's one that is in their line that new is like $68,000.
Yeah.
But you can't find them anywhere.
Right.
So, yeah.
Well, I'll ask Sam. Sam will know.
Yeah, if
you ask him, I'll ask him so that he's prepped for when you guys talk.
Okay, cool. Groovy. Alrighty. Thank you.
All right.
Okay,
bye. Bye-bye.